The late June morning grows warmer as seven refugee farmers till their new plots at Lewis Farm in Concord. Leafy beginnings of tomato, corn, cabbage, and mustard green plants poke out of the dark, rocky soil. The fully grown produce will come too late in the season for these farmers to participate in the CSA program, says Charlene Higgins, Orisa's market and training coordinator for refugee farmers. They'll only sell at the local farmers markets this summer, but that doesn't discourage these growers. They're thinking in the long term.
My name is Godas Ndawumvirubusa. I'm from Burundi.
Ndawumvirubusa was in the United States for 5 years before she found Orisa's Fresh Start program. Before she was given this plot of land, she says she had no other job and spent most of her time at home. When she heard about the program, she visited the first Oris farm in Dunbarton. It was then that Ndawumvirubusa decided she wanted to do the same. When she begins selling her harvest of tomatoes and greens, it will be her first source of income in the U.S. Her inspiration comes in part from the 20 well-established farmers at Dunbarton. Some of them are already setting off on their own, Higgins explains.
9 of them are very active in marketing and are actually developing their own self-sustaining cooperative and kind of transitioning away from relying on services and support from Oris, which is really exciting.
They're calling it the New American Farmers Cooperative. The group spent all winter working with the University of New Hampshire's Cooperative Extension and with Oris to develop business and marketing plans.
Market's open.
Two of the founding members of the co-op, Lakshmi Mishra and Fatuma Muhammad, sell fresh vegetables from overflowing crates at the Manchester Farmers Market while distributing CSA packages to their subscribers. Higgins hands a check to Muhammad, her cut of the CSA profits. The plan, says Higgins, is to transfer control of the CSAs and farms to the co-op in the next 2 years. The co-op is setting up a bank account and filling out the paperwork to become a legally incorporated business. Then Oris will transfer the land over to them.
We've been setting them up with the resources and the trainings to do that successfully, and I think within the next couple years they'll be set.
Higgins says Oris will still offer support and an office when necessary, but the Dunbarton farmers are already handling most of the business on their own. Independence is the goal of the Fresh Start program. Even for those farmers who have yet to sell a single bunch of mustard greens, it's a realistic aim. For NHPR News, I'm Hannah McCarthy.